Welcome to Men in Charge, in brief. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today, our talk show, What's New With You? But we have a substitute host, Gwen Basement, interviewing the inventor of pork clocks.
I know there's been a lot of buzz on TikTok about pork clocks, and you're finally going to hear the truth.
And if you think you know what the truth is, send in the implicit question undergirding today's episode. And if we like it, you may win a valuable prize.
Hello, listener. Gwen Basement here, coming to you live, albeit from my brother's basement and not the What's New With You studio, for reasons I can no longer recall and fortunately take no further interest in. I'm standing in for Roger Basement on this program, What's New With You, which has been nominated for a Peabody Award. No, not the award you're thinking of, but instead the highest honor bestowed by the American Bedwetters Alliance. Today on the program, we're talking with Tim John DePasu about his improbably named new invention, the pork clock. Thanks for coming on the program, Tim John.
Thanks for having me, Richard.
Gwen.
Right, Gwen, Richard. I've brought you one of my fabulous pork clocks for your studio. You're going to want to keep that out of direct sunlight.
Thanks. I'm sure the listener is interested in how you came up with this unusual idea for an organic timepiece.
Well, we've all heard that pigs are very intelligent, almost as smart as dogs, maybe smarter. So that got me thinking. Pigs are probably good at telling time, and bam, the pork clock was invented.
Well, I suppose if you squint, you can tell time with this thing.
Yes, and when you're done with needing to know the hour, you just eat the clock up.
I see. Tell me about this one you've brought to the studio.
That's one of our top models, the Porchetta clock. It's accurate down to the tenth of a second and brings the delicious scents of lemon, garlic, and rosemary into any setting, work or play. Good for telling Italian time. And I've got some pictures here of some other models.
The ham clock. Yes, I suppose that idea was, effectively, low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging ham, but yes. And the bacon watch. It's extremely popular with pet owners looking for a fine timepiece that's also a high-value treat. One advantage is, see here.
Ah, yes. The watch hands are flexible. As well-cooked bacon is.
Yes. The bacon watch is great for those times when you're unfashionably late, or early, to say, your men's Jane Austen book club, and need to justify your excuses.
It seems to me that it could read as any time of the day according to this watch. That's incredible.
The potential investors certainly didn't believe it. But then, Sonny Perdue, you remember, he was the Secretary of Agriculture under our last Orange president. He just steamrollered all opposition. Pork clocks, he said, are going to take care of all the surplus product coming out of the Purdue factory farms.
Taking care of two birds with one stone, you might say.
Well, two porks with one stone, to be exact.
Do I need to cook this porchetta clock, Tim John?
You do. And here's the wonderful part. You won't need a timer.
Well, I've come over strangely hungry at the suggestion, so let's fire up my wood-fired basement Instant Pot. Pretty soon we'll be on Italian time, if you know what I mean, listener. Thanks to Tim Scott DePasu for the pork clock, and we'll check in with you later, listener, to ask, what's new with you?
Do we have any contenders?
Darlene Ringtones from Paterson, New Jersey asks, pork and work are spelled the same, but why are they pronounced differently?
So that's wrong. You know, we could compare words all day, tomato, tomato, but no, that is not the correct question.
In fact, I'd check the pork sell-by date in your freezer right now if I were you. But some people whose sell-by date we already know are our cast. Jody Stewart-Strobelt, and Steve Lloyd. This episode was written by Kevin Decker, but nonetheless, we want to thank the only man who lives for last week, Brian Lindsay.